下地狱。
They can only wait to go to hell.
绝对没有翻身的可能。
There is no way they can return.
绝对没有回头得救的盼望。
There is no hope for salvation.
这样，当天主教徒我们把马丁路德开除的时候
，So when the Roman Catholic excommunicated Martin Luther,
整个跟随改教运动的人一定都要下地狱的。
All those who follow him must go to hell.
但事实是不是如此
？But was this the fact?
不是。
No.
所以马丁路德到底会不会因为这样自卑感呢
？Did Martin Luther feel inferior?
那是天主教所驱逐出来，那是赞同改教运动，可能有整个教会里面最少10%的人口。
There was about 10% of the entire church that were banished.
那么这些人一下子都下地狱了吗？
Does that mean that all will go to hell?
不是的
，Not so.
所以他们要从圣经里面找到真正的证据，人到底是怎样才能得救的
？They wanted to find the true evidence from the Bible how we are to be saved.
人得救是因为教皇赐的恩典吗
？Are we saved because of the grace of the Pope?
人上天堂是因为神父给我的应许吗
？Did we go to heaven because the priest promised it?
我作为上帝的仆人是因为。我们前辈给我按手，我才能做上帝的仆人。
Am I a servant of God because I'm ordained by someone more senior?
天主教是当然是的。
The Roman Catholic said, of course.
按你的手的人曾经被上一任的神父按手，上一任的上任被上帝按手，按到最先，最先是彼得按手，彼得是耶稣设立的，所以这个才叫做正统。
They say that ordination can be traced all the way to the apostle Peter who was ordained by Jesus Christ.
耶稣说彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这个磐石的上面。
Jesus Christ said, Peter, I will build my church upon the rock.
所以彼得是正式的。
So Peter was orthodox.
彼得做了第一个的教皇。
The first pope.
然后按立第二个教皇。
And he ordained the second one.
第二按第三个。
And ordained the third one.
第三按第四个。
Ordained the fourth one.
按所有的神父。
And all the priests.
按所有的红衣主教。
All the cardinals.
按所有的这个圣工人员。
All the sacred workers.
按到你头上。你的头有他的印，你才是正统的嘛。
And then finally,
那么你没有这个印，你就不是正统的。
You need the mark.
那这样吗？现在教皇说把马丁路德赶出去了。
I saw the Pope now banished Martin Luther.
Excommunicated.
Excommunicated.
所以他一赶出去的时候
，When he did that,
教会之外什么
？Outside of the church.
教会之外什么？没有救恩嘛
？There is no salvation.
那么马丁路德是灭亡的。
So Martin Luther will die.
那么我们就这样接受这个教义吗
？Do we just accept this?
这么大的权威
，such a big power，
全世界公认的权威下面
，agreed upon by the whole world.
你怎样翻身
？How would you turn around?
加文一点不慌忙。
But John Calvin was not frightened.
他说我今天得救。
He said, "I'm safe."
不是因为你给我按手。
Not because you ordained me.
不是因为传统给我的承认。
Not because of the tradition.
不是教会给我的保障。
Not because of the church.
创立世界以前，在基督里，上帝拣选了我，认定我作为他的选民。
Because God elected me before the world was even created.
所以我告诉你。
So I tell you this.
预定论。
The doctrine of predestination.
一定要很严肃的去接受的。
Is something that you need to accept solemnly.
因为预定论是个跳跃。
Because it is a quantum leap,
一个 leap, 一个 jump,
a jump.
为什么是一个跳跃呢
？Why is it a leap?
跳过了人为的形式跟组织。
It leap over human structure and tradition.
跳过了受造界里面创出来的，根本不是圣洁的原理。
It leap over the principles that are made by man.
这个原则能产生跳跃的人实在很少很少。
But very few people can execute that leap.
多数的人只能从事实。从传统、从历史、从严格下来的系统中间找到自己的身份。
Very few, most people can only find their identity from tradition, from rituals.
圣经几次的跳跃。
But there are a few leaps in the Bible.
都把这个总原则吃下来，成为归正运动的一个很重要的总原则。
Showing us this very important general principle of the Reformation.
当犹太人论断耶稣的时候，他怎么讲呢
？When the Jews judge Jesus,
拿撒勒
he said the Nazarene
能出什么呢
？Where can a good
come from? 加利利还有先知吗
？Can there be prophets from Galilee?
岂不是那木匠的儿子吗
？Isn't this the son of a carpenter?
如果他可以追溯到他是大卫的子孙的话
，If indeed he is the son of David,
那么他还敢说他是君王？
How dare he say he's a king?
但是他怎么能做祭司呢
？But how can he be priest?
那是不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
但是圣经说什么呢
？But the Bible says,
耶稣基督如果是犹大支派生下来的
，If Jesus was born in the tribe of Judah,
有权柄，有可能是王，但是绝对没有可能做祭司。
He could be king, but not the priest.
但是呢，如果他要做祭司，他不可 可以从犹大支派生下来，一定要从利位支派生下来。
If he were to be the priest, he must come from the tribe of the Levites.
但是
，However，
如果他是利位支派生下来的
，If he is born of the tribe of the Levites，
可能做祭司，绝对不可以做君王。
He can be the priest, but not the king.
所以呢，耶稣基督一个君王，一个祭司，他不可能两方面都有的。
So Jesus is either the king or the priest.
但是撒迦利亚书里面讲一句话。
But the book of Zechariah says,
两者之间筹定和平。
He will bring peace between the two.
他又要做君王，又要做祭司。
He will be the king and the priest.
那么撒迦利亚是不是没有好好读圣经，乱讲场？
Was it because Zechariah did not understand the Bible?
他是不是忽略了族谱的关系呢？
Did he ignore the genealogy?
很简单吗？
Very simple.
爸爸有犹大支派，妈妈利未支派，不是解决了吗？
Father is from Judah, the mother is from Levi.
很多人自以为聪明，把圣经套来套去，以为他就解决了。
Many people think that will solve the problem.
好像对异定论不赞成的人。
Those who ignore predestination,
因为他们发明了一个新的办法。
They think they found a new way.
上帝怎么会预定他？很简单，因为上帝预知他要信嘛，所以预知了就把他预定，就这样解决的。
They say they solve the problem by saying that God knows beforehand, so therefore the person believes.
他们没有发现这样的解决是违背圣经的。
But this is not biblical.
但是那种人又引用了罗马书第八章说，他所预知的他就预定。你看，岂不是上帝有这样的讲法吗
？They quote from Romans 8 and say that he whom he elect he foreknow.
今天我不讲这个事情了。
This is not the topic today.
过去的预定论的讲座里面，跟你们谈过了。
We have talked about this in the theology of predestination.
所以呢，如果耶稣的父亲是犹大支派，耶稣的母亲是利未支派，可能不可能他又做君王又做祭司
？Can Jesus be both the king and the priest if the father is from Judah? No.
因为五经书里面讲清楚了。
The Pentateuch says，
如果一个利未支派的人嫁给一个犹大支派的人，他就失去了利未这里一切的特权。
When a person marries into the tribe of Judah, he loses all the powers from the tribe of Levi.
如果一个女子从犹大支派嫁到利未支派那边，她就完全失去了她犹大支派这边的特权。
In the same manner, when a girl who is born of the Judah tribe marries out, then every power is gone.
所以这样，这就是死角 deadlock.
So it's a deadlock.
所以耶稣基督可能做君王，就不可能做祭司。
If Jesus is a king, he cannot be the priest.
耶稣如果做祭司，就不能做君王。
If he's a priest, he cannot be the king.
但是呢？为什么撒迦利亚讲这句话呢
？But why did Zechariah predict this？
原来有一个跳跃的经文是很多解经家没有注意到的。
Because there's a verse that leaps forward。
这一位大卫的子孙
，This descendant of David，
是上帝在锡安设立他作王的那一位。
Is the one that God set the throne of Zion。
上帝对他启示说
，And God revealed to him，
我要立你。
I will anoint you and set you
做祭司
as priest
是按照墨基洗德的等次
by the order of Melchizedek
所以讲不是在利未支派下面那种祭司
it is not like a priest under the tribe of Levi
已经跳到比利未支派以先差不多这个五百年以前的那个地位
the leap is 500 years before the tribe of Levi
跳了五百年
500 years
为什么呢因为亚伯拉罕生以撒
Abraham gave Isaac.
以撒生雅各。
Isaac gave birth to Jacob.
雅各生这个流变西面犹大利未但亚瑟加他以撒加西布伦那拿弗他里又是便雅悯是二个人。
And Jacob gave 12 tribes.
那么这十二个里面的利未支派在生下了这个摩西跟亚伦。
And then Moses and Aaron came from the tribe of Levi.
那么亚伦生下了所有的祭司。
And all the priests came from Aaron.
所以这样反不是利未支派的人就不能做祭司。
And so the priest must come from the tribe of Levi.
利未支派里面不是亚伦生下来的后裔，不能做祭司。
There are no descendants. They are not of Aaron.
那我要问你一个问题。
So the question.
那请问墨基洗德做祭司，他是不是亚伦的后代
？Was Melchizedek a descendant of
是不是、啊、
Aaron?
不是。
No, he was not.
不是亚伦的后代，亚伦是他的后代。
The other way around, he was an ancestor of Aaron.
这叫我在台北讲到的时候。
When I was speaking in Taipei,
有一个人发一个问题向我大骂一场。
Somebody wrote a question and rebuked me.
唐崇庸，你懂不懂
？He said, Dr. Tong, do you know?
凡是不拜孔子的，就不是中国人。
Those who do not worship Confucius is not a Chinese.
你懂不懂？为什么要我们要去拜耶稣
？Why do you want us to pray to Jesus Christ?
你自己不拜孔子
，You should pray to Confucius.
你还要叫人去拜耶稣
？You ask people to pray to Jesus.
知道不知道？不拜孔子就不是中国人。
Those who do not pray to Confucius are not the Chinese.
那我 没有注意念出那个题目来。
I did not take care of this, so I read the question.
我电话就糟糕了，我被他大骂一顿了。
After that, I realized he was scolding me.
我怎么回答你这种
？How did I answer?
我不回答他。
I did not answer.
我哈哈大笑起来。
I started laughing.
那我一笑，他们以为我神经病。
They thought I'm crazy.
其实我神经好好的。
But I was not.
我一点没有病。我根据这个人的理论，孔子一定不是中国人，因为孔子从来没有拜过孔子。
So、by this theory, Confucius cannot be a Chinese.
对不对
？Because he will not pray to himself.
反不拜孔子的就不是中国人。
If you don't pray to Confucius, you're not Chinese.
那么孔子有没有拜孔子啊
？How can Confucius pray himself?
如果孔子没有拜孔子
，If he did not pray to himself,
那么孔子就不是中国人了。
Then he's not Chinese.
那为什么你中国人要拜一个不是中国人的
？So why would you pray to a non-Chinese?
你拜一个不是中国人的，跟中国人拜耶稣也不是中国人，不是一样的吗？
So it's the same as Chinese praying to Jesus.
所以很多自以为聪明的人，其实我看了没有什么太聪明的。
Some intelligent people are not so actually.
对，这里有个跳跃。
There is a leap here.
耶稣基督不是这个亚伦的后代。
Jesus Christ was not the descendant of Aaron.
耶稣基督不是利未传下来。
Or from the tribe of Levi.
但是
，However，
耶稣基督是比利未的曾太祖父亚伯拉罕更高。The Melchizedek 的等次
He is of the order of Melchizedek much higher than that of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕要对这个 Melchizedek 下拜。
Abraham worshipped Melchizedek.
亚伯拉罕要把如来东西最好的十分之一献给 Melchizedek.
And he gave the tithe to Melchizedek.
这样尊敬 Melchizedek.
He honored this person.
因为 Melchizedek 是比所有的祭司更高的祭司。
He was a priest above all priests.
耶稣是照着那个等次做祭司。
And Jesus Christ was made in the order.
那么请问？那个时候亚伦在哪里
？Where was Aaron？
圣经说
，The Bible says，
亚伦在亚伯兰的腰里面。
Aaron was not born yet。
要过差不多500年以后才生下。
500 years later than he was born。
你看见了没有
？So you can see。
这种解经啊
，Such exposition，
叫做总原则解经
，is based on the general principle。
小字断章取义的解经。
Not something that you just take from the Bible here and there。
这个有机的。关联
There is an organic relationship.
全本圣经新旧约中间的那个总原理
A general principle of the Old and the New Testament.
跳跃的这些的事件
There are incidents of leaping.
加尔文就抓到这一点
And John Calvin grabbed hold.
所以他说我是因为你按手才做基督徒吗
Did I become a Christian because you ordained me?
我是因为你宣布我才罪得赦免吗
Am I forgiven because you have declared it?
我是因为用钱买了你的赎罪票我才进天堂吗
Is it because I bought a ticket from you that I will enter heaven?
我因为你圣徒的功德足够分给我我才得赦罪吗
Is it because of the treasury of the saints that I'm forgiven?
我是因为你教皇承认我才得救吗
Is it because the Pope recognized me that I'm saved?
我今天得救
I am saved
我今天成了神的儿女
I'm a child of God
乃是因为这万古以前创造世界以前上帝预定我得救
It is because before the world was even created, God has elected me.
预定论是基督教、基督徒信仰中间最宝贵的一个宝藏。
And so the doctrine of election is the most precious treasure for a Christian.
很多教会的领袖不但不懂预定论，也不承认自己不懂，大乱批判预定论。
And many Christian leaders do not know about this and they like to criticize it.
包括卫理公会的创办人约翰卫斯理
including the Methodist founder John Wesley.
一生不明白预定论
He doesn't understand predestination all his life.
今天很多卫理公会的会友根本不明白预定论因为你们的创办人不懂他也没办法告诉你们
And so today many Methodists would not understand this.
但是卫理公会的基督徒不要灰心
But do not be disappointed.
因为卫理公会有两个创办人不是一个创办人
The Methodist Church has two founders.Not one.
第一个创办人是卫斯理约翰
The first one is John Wesley.
是不明白预定论的领袖
He was a leader that did not understand election.
第二个创办人是 George Whitefield.
The second one was George Whitefield.
真正明白预定论的领袖
And George Whitefield understood predestination.
约翰卫斯理比 George Whitefield 更老很多
But John Wesley was a lot older than Whitefield.
右辈的创办人虽然对真理论认识超过长辈
Although Whitfield understood it more than the senior person,
苦口婆心，用不厌其烦的精神，26年里面继续写信劝约翰卫斯理要明白预定论的道理。
For 26 years, he tried to persuade John Wesley to accept predestination.
约翰卫斯理照样礼尚往来，你一封信我一回一信，你再一封我再回一封，这样两个人 彼此书信来往26年讨论议定论的问题。
And they wrote to each other for 26 years about predestination.
到最后
In the end,
约翰·威斯理做一个结论。
John Wesley concluded,
我没有办法接受议定论。
That I cannot accept this.
因为我传福音给人的时候
When I preach the gospel,
我要对人说呢，上帝拣选这些人得救，拣选这些人不得救，我讲不出口这样不公义的上帝，我没有办法去传他。
I cannot preach an unjust God that will elect some and not elect others.
我只能传上帝爱你，你要信你就得救，你不信就不救，这样上帝就比较公平。
I can only preach a fair God that says if you believe you will be saved, if you don't, you don't be saved.
约翰·威斯理到死不明白议定论。
Till death, John Wesley did not understand it.
不明白议定论不一定你就灭亡。
It doesn't mean that you will be destroyed.
但是一个真正得救的人又明白议定论的人，他的信仰会强到一个地步。
But the person who is truly saved and understands predestination will have strong faith.
这就是归正的传统。
This is a reformed tradition.
有没有人因为明白议定论变成懒惰传福音的人？
有。There are people who understand predestination and become lazy.
有没有人一定要因为不明白议定论才会热心传福音的？也有。
There are people who do not understand predestination but work very hard.
那么上帝是不是故意让一些人不明白议定论，使他才有热心传福音的维持的恒心呢？是。
Can it be that God will make some people not understand this so that they work harder? Yes.
上帝是不是故意让一些人以为自己懂议定论，让他们自己懒惰半倒？可能。
And it's possible that God makes some of us lazy by understanding predestination.
落在永生上帝的手里是非常可怕的。
It is very frightening to be in the hands of the living God.
那么议定论的真理会不会因为你不信就变成没有议定论了？不。
The election, the doctrine of election will not disappear just because you do not believe in it.
议定论的真理是不是因为你信了它才变成有这种道理？不是。
Nor will it suddenly exist because you chose to believe in it.
议定论的真理是客观存在，圣经名言记载。
The doctrine of election is objective in its existence.
有一些人终究学到却不明白。
But some people will learn all their life without understanding.
一个头脑清醒的人。
A person with a clear mind.
真心顺服上帝的人。
A person who is willing to be submissive to God.
一个虽然看完了想来想去还不懂又肯顺服的人。
A person who may not understand but is still obedient.
一定要承认。
He must recognize.
以弗所书第一章第一到第十节是清楚告诉我们。有议定论的真理。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1 to 10 tell us clearly about election.
这样的加文从神的主权。
And so John Calvin from the sovereign will of God.
恩典的优先。
From the priority of grace.
就提倡了预定论的神学思想。
John Calvin proposed the doctrine of predestination.
这样就变成了归正运动一个很重要的传统。
It became a very important tradition of the Reformation.
那么归正运动再回来的。
And when it is what it brought back to us,
使我们基督徒发现有一个很重要的分界
is that Christian can now understand a segregation.
现在我把这件讲完了，今天我就结束了。
And I will end after this.
这个分界就是什么呢？
What is this segregation?
全世界只有两种宗教。
That there are only two types of faith in the world.
全世界只有两种教会。
There are two types of church in the world.
全世界只有两种神学。
There are two types of theology in the world.
全世界只有两种信仰。
There are two types of faith in the world.
全世界只有两种讲台。
There are only two types of pulpit in the world.
什么讲台？
What sort of pulpit?
什么宗教？
What sort of faith?
什么信仰？
What sort of religion?
什么神学？
What sort of theology?
什么教会呢？
What sort of church?
请你注意听。
Take note of this.
一种是以神为本的宗教。其他的是以人为本的宗教。
One is a religion that is centered on God, the other one is centered on man.
第二
，Secondly，
以神为本的教会，以人为本的教会。
A church is centered on God versus a church is centered on man.
第三
，Thirdly，
以神为本的神学，以人为本的神学。
A theology that is centered on God and a theology that is centered on man.
第四
，Fourthly，
以神为本的信仰。以人为本的信仰。
A faith that's centered on God versus a faith that's centered on man.
第五
Fifthly,
以神为本的讲台，以人为本的讲台。
A pulpit that's centered on God versus a pulpit that's centered on man.
什么叫做 anthropocentric religion?
What does anthropocentric religion mean?
什么叫做 God-centered religion?
Or theocentric religion?
以神为中心的宗教。
A faith that is centered on God.
就是神所启示的。
It's based on the revelation of God.
神来寻找人。
That God will seek us out.
神用他的旨意拯救人。
That God will save us by His will.
这种宗教叫神本宗教。
And this faith is called theocentric or God-centered.
什么叫做人本宗教？
What about anthropocentric?
人我寻找上帝。
It says I seek for God.
我想象上帝。
I imagine God.
我造出一个上帝。
I create God.
这叫人本宗教。
This is anthropocentric God.
真神造人。 假神人造。
The true God will create man, the false God is created by man.
大家说一二三，真神造人，假神人造，真神找人，假神人找。大家说一二三，真神找人，假神人找。第三，真人像神，假神像人。大家说一二三，
The true man is like God.
像神，假人，假神像人。你造一个神，有眼睛，有鼻子，有胡须，那个叫做神嘛？那是你造出来像你的，不是你按照上帝形象。
When you make an idol, it will look like a human being because it's a false god.
所以用这个分界
，this segregation，
你就明白了。
Help us understand.
神本宗教
，a God-based sent human being faith and a man-centered belief.
第二样
，secondly，
神本神学
，a man, God-based theology.
人本神学
，or man-centered theology.
Theocentric theology and anthropocentric theology.怎么样分别呢？
How do we segregate this?
以上帝的权柄，上帝要施恩所给的启示，作为原本所产生出来对神的认识。
The understanding of God from the revelation of God in His Word.
You know God based on His initiative to reveal Himself as a Word of God, initiated by God Himself. That is theocentric theology.但是你把神学建立在你自己的想象、自己的揣测中间的那种神学是人本神学。
But if a theology is based on your own imagination and your own thoughts, that's anthropocentric.
第三样
，Thirdly，
以神为本的信仰
，a God-centered faith，
以人为本的信仰
，versus a man-centered faith，
以上帝的道在我里面产生信心，我在被动中间领受真理，然后。真理主动在我里面发出信心，这种信仰是神本信仰。
A faith that comes from the word of God that first came into my life, and my faith came from His word. This is God-centered.
与上帝的道没有发生关系。
But if there's no relationship with the word of God,
自己一厢情愿。
When it is out of our own will,
罪人已经堕落的自信的主啊，我信，我信。那种信仰是人本性。
I based on the fallen self-confidence of a sinner, and he said, "Oh Lord, I believe." That is man-centered.
所以很多从来不听到的人，他听说信就得医治，他就说我信。现在你医治我吧。那种信仰跟上帝的道没有关系，是人本性。
Many people who have never heard the word of God says that I want to believe, so please heal me. That's man-based.
神本教会同人本教会。
God-centered church versus man-centered church.
上帝的旨意。建立在上帝的道以及承继了使徒纯真信仰所建起来蒙上帝引导的教会是神本教会。
A church that is built upon the will of God and because of His word, based on the tradition and teachings of the apostles, this is God-centered.
以人自己的野心盼望出风头，盼望搞一番事业。那用宗教做他的名堂所建立的教会是人本教会。
But a church that is built on human ambition so that it's very grand and very big, this is man-centered.
你的教会里面看见是人，不是神。
You will see man in the center stage of the church.
最后一样是神本的讲台跟人本的讲台。
Finally, God-centered pulpit and man-centered pulpit.
神本的讲台是用圣经的道讲解永恒的旨意。
A God-centered pulpit is about the eternal will of God by the word of God.
人本的讲台是讨人喜欢，讲一些每一个人皆大欢喜，完全妥协真理与现实，讨人喜悦的信心，那个叫人本的讲台。
But the man-centered pulpit try to please the congregation and talk about things that are compromising with the world.
归正神学要达到的是什么呢？
What does Reformed theology want to achieve?
一切一切转移过来。
He wants to turn everything around.
让我们的信仰以神为中心。
That our faith is God-centered.
让我们的神学以神的启示为基础。
That our theology is built on the foundation of God's revelation.
让我们的教会看见的是神的荣耀，不是人的荣耀。
That our church will see the glory of God instead of the glory of men.
你就不至于在教会只听见人的声音，听见神的声音，听见钱的声音，而听不见上帝的声音。
Then you will not be able to just hear the voice of the money, but not the voice of God.
不但如此，
not only this.
你的讲台上听见的神的话语，神的永恒的真理的讲解。
In your pulpit, you will hear the voice of God, His word, and the eternal will of God.
不是听时事、人文以及世上 堕落的理性产生的哲学的智慧和这种声音。
Not about current affairs or the result of fallen reason.
今天我们把这些讲出来。
After we preach about this,
要你们从今天开始。
It is so that from today onwards,
真正做一个向上帝负责的基督徒。
That you will become a Christian who is responsible and accountable to God.
主啊，求你给我分辨的智慧。
You must ask God to give you the wisdom of discernment.
承受就归正的传统。
That you will inherit the Reformed tradition.
从今以后。
That from today onwards,
向你至死忠心。
I will be faithful to you till death.
我要持守你交托给我的。
And hold on to what you have given to me.
直到死的日子。
Until the day I die.
我要忠于你。
I want to be faithful to you.
看见你的宝座。
I want to see your throne.
顺从你的旨意。
To be obedient to your will.
我要归你的荣耀。
I want to give glory to you.
直到永永远。
Until all eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
明天。
Tomorrow evening,
我们给你们第三堂的讲座。
We will have the third session.
后天
the day after,
第四堂的讲座。
The fourth session.
那你今天做了基督徒。
As a Christian today,
你听了这几堂以后。
When you hear all these messages,
就知道以后你怎么做。
Now you will know what to do in the future.
教会应当怎么走。
How the church should go.
前面的路向怎么定。
What is the direction we will set.
你才真正成了神所使用的仆人。
Then you will be a servant used by God.
我们记住了。通过第一堂、第二堂以后，
After you heard the first and the second session,
你就有一点的轮廓。
You have a bit of a structure.
你知道历史怎么样进到我们今天。
You will know where we come from.
神在圣经里面对教会的要求是什么？
And what God demands of us from His word.
我们在今天跟明天的讲座中间，
In this evening and tomorrow's evening,
我们的思想归正神学跟归正运动里面有一些很特别。的这些要素
，You want to think about some special essence in the Reform Evangelical Movement。
这里谈到我们应当做一些什么工作
？So that we will talk about what we should do。
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们恭敬把今天晚上的讲座交托给你，愿主你预备我们的心，你亲近我们的思想，你赐给我们受教的容量，也给我们有一个真正能够明白你真理的悟性。主，你捆绑撒旦的作为，你分不得远远离开我们。不让他在我们中间的丝毫搅扰的工作，愿主你所创造的人，每一个都把心预备好，来到你的面前，领受你的栽培，领受你的改造，领受你的建立，以至于我们被建成你所居住的灵宫，可以继续不断同心合意，兴旺你的福音，在正统的信仰上为你征服世界。那些还没归向你的人的心地，主你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿门。在人类的历史中间
In the history of mankind,
我们看见上帝继续不断一步一步的启示他的心意给他所拣选的人。
We see how God revealed his will to those whom he has chosen.
这样这些人在整个的人群中间是独特的。
And these are unique people among all of humanity.
而人在被造中间又是最独特的。
And human being is most unique among all creation.
我们找到了神旨意的焦点是在哪里。
We need to find the focus of God's will.
上帝创造天地万有。
God has created all things.
天地万有不是等量齐观的。
But all things are not of the same kind.
天地万有以后就有一个被造的中心点，就是地球。
Because the center of all created things is the earth.
因为千千万万宇宙被造物中间，只有这个地球可以明白上帝的心意。
Among all the created things, only this earth can understand God.
所以在受造的自然物质界里面，地球是被造的一个中心点。
And therefore, in the created world, the earth is at the center.
我们不能以此作为地动变成地为中心的。这太阳绕着地球的这个理论来看待。
And that does not mean that the Earth is the center of the solar system.
啊，这个就不是 geocenter， 因为 geocenter 不是从天文学来看的。
Geocenter is not about astronomy.
Heliocenter 是从天文学来看出来的。
Heliocenter comes from astronomy.
所以哥本尼的学说。
So the teaching of Copernicus
修正了神学里面以地为上帝创造的中心。代替地球是整个天文界的中心的那种错误的科学观念。
I corrected the wrong scientific idea that the Earth is the center of the world when it is actually the center of creation.
我们从神学的意义来看。
But from theological meaning,
上帝创 造万有有一个物质的中心点，就是地球。
God created all things, and the focus of the material world is the earth.
因为就在这个地上，上帝要把他的心意向他的对象显明出来。
Because upon this earth, God will reveal His will to those whom He has chosen.
这个对象不是地球的本身。
And this chosen one is not the earth.
这个对象是地球上面的人。
But the human being that live upon the earth.
圣经是上帝爱世人。
So the Bible says God so loved the world.
地上的人。
Referring to the people living in the world.
就是你唯一能明白上帝旨意，唯一能遵循上帝心意。的一种的服务
it becomes the only living being that can understand and do the will of God.
像被造的世界有一个物质的中心是地球
and therefore a material center point is the earth.
而被造的地球有一个精神的对象是上帝按他形象样式创造的人
and in this created earth there is this living being that can understand and made in the image of God.
被造的人有上帝拣选能够明白能够遵循他旨意的选民
and among the created human being there is a group of people that are chosen to understand his will
所有的人类不是等量齐观的
and so we can't say that all human beings are the same
圣经说上帝要恩待谁就恩待谁他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁
the Bible says God will give grace to whom he chooses and mercy upon whom he chooses
被造的人中间有选民才是他旨意的焦点
and so the focus of his will is that among the created human being there are the chosen people
好的这个选民就组成了神的永世计划里面所定的叫做教会的这个事情
and these chosen people form the church in the eternal will of God
教会在社会中教会不是社会
the church is in the society but it is not the society
社会看见教会但是教会却看见神的心意
The society can see the church, but the church needs to see the will of God.
这个教会就是上帝心意中间的一个心意。
The church is the will within God's will.
而教会中间一定要有一些的人专专明白上帝心意的人。
In the church, then there must be a group of people who are focused on the will of God.
不像世人只领受上帝的普遍恩惠。
Not like the common man who receive God's general grace, common grace.
他们也不像普通的基督徒只领受上帝的救赎恩惠。
Or like common Christians who receive God's grace in salvation.
他们更清楚查明上帝心中的意念。
They must be clear about what's in God's heart.
要深深就上帝永恒的旨意。
And deeply understand the eternal will of God.
要很顺从敏感与圣灵的引导。
And be obedient and sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这些人就在整个历史的动向中间。
And these people move within history.
他们与神同行。
And walk with God.
他们与神同工。
And work with God.
传神的圣言。
And to preach the holy word of God.
兴旺神的工作。
And revive the work of God.
扩张上帝的国度。
And expands God's kingdom.
这些人就是上帝的心意的心意的心意的心意。
These people are the will in, within God's will, within God's will, within God's will.
我盼望你就是这些人。
I hope you are these people.
这样你知道这个讲座跟普通讲座不一样。
So you will see this pulpit is different from the normal one.
我不是来解释圣经，是你多一些知识就算。
I'm not here to explain the Bible so that you increase in knowledge.
我不是来介绍福音，是你相信耶稣得救。
No, am I here to introduce the gospel that you may be saved?
我邀请你们。
I want to invite you.
一同来明白神的心意。
To understand the will of God.
一同来遵行神的命令。
And be obedient to His command.
一同来扩张神的国度。
And to expand His kingdom.
一同来作为神的器皿。
And to become vessels of God.
那么这些的人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人是自己归正于上帝。
These people are people who are reformed and returned to God.
看见上帝要使人归正的原理。
And at the same time understand why God wants to reform humanity.
参与圣灵的工作，顺从上帝的引导，令人归正的一群人。
Are people who participate in the work of the Holy Spirit to lead others back to God.
也就是遵行神要人归正的这个旨意的圣工人员。
And that is the saints who are obedient to the fact that God wants us to be reformed.
这样。
In this manner,
归正运动是神心意中间心意中间的心意的中心
A reform movement is the center of God's will within God's will
我绝对没有意思在这里高抬我自己或者我的工作
I am not trying to boast about myself or my work
因为我原是看见神这么伟大的工作所以愿意尽功尽瘁参与甚至舍己加入在里面
Because originally I recognize this great work of God and I'm willing to sacrifice myself to move it.
所以这样我要先解释一下
So I must first explain.
归正教会跟归正运动是不是同一回事呢
？A reform church is it the same as a reform movement？
不是同一回事。
It is not the same thing。
归正运动
，reform movement，
不是一个宗派。
It's not a denomination。
归正运动
，the reform movement，
整个教会一定要照着神的心意回到神旨意面前的一个运动。
It's a movement where the whole church needs to return back to the will of God。
归正运动是要人一同明白。神在使徒跟先知里面所赐给教会勇士的教导的教导信仰的中心。
The reform movement wants the people to understand that we need to return back to the teaching of the apostles and that of the prophets.
这是一个运动。
So this is a movement.
Reform movement.
The reform movement.
To move and to rebuild, to reconstruct.The Reform Faith
来重建改革中的宗教，
使人可以回到上帝所启示的真理。
That we may return to the truth as revealed by God。
这种努力就变成了归正运动。
This hard work becomes a movement。
那么归正教会是什么呢
？But what about the Reform Church？
归正教会就是照着归正信仰所建立起来的一个教会。
A Reform Church is a church that is built upon the Reform theology。
归正教会是许多宗派里面。的一个宗派
，Reform Church is one of the many denominations。
但是归正运动不是属于一个宗派
，But Reform Movement is not a denomination。
归正运动是一个伟大的精神
，But it is a great attitude and spirit。
要呼吁全教会全心全意归回上帝全部启示的真理。
To call upon the church to return completely to the complete revealed word of God.
这是两件不同的事情。
So these are two different matters.
你可能不可能在归正教会中间，但是完全无心、无关、也无份与归正运动的可能。
It is possible for you to belong to a reformed church, but it's not part of the Reformation.
有没有可能你是有归正的精神，但是还没有加入归正教会呢？可能。
And it is possible for you to have the spirit of the reform movement without being part of the reform church.
所以有一些人是在不同的教会中间，但他们的精神是归正的，他们的运动是归正的，但他们教会所属是别的宗派。
Some people belong to a different denomination, although their spirit and attitude is that of the reform movement.
你说既然是这样
，If this were the case,
我们就不需要建立归正教会。只要大家有归正精神，不等于就是一样了吗
？Maybe we should not start a reformed church because everybody has the same attitude.
你可以继续在圣公会里面。
You can continue to be an Anglican church.
继续在卫理公会里面。
Or Methodist church.
你可以继续在弟兄会里面。
Or the brethren.
但你有权柄，你也有科目，你就可以参与归正运动。
And if you have this desire, you can participate in a reform movement.
比如你听见归正讲座的时候
，For example, if you heard from a reform pulpit,
你看见伟大的归正的书籍的时候
，And you read great books by reform leaders,
这个信仰就是全基督教应当尊重的，实实在在源于圣经，又归回圣经。忠于圣经的信仰
and you recognize that this is a faith that originated from the Bible and is faithful to the Bible
我非常赞成这个运动
and you say well I agree with this
我非常臣服这个信仰
and I agree with this faith
我完全接受这个教义
I absolutely accept this teaching
我要继续在我的教会里面侍奉上帝
but I want to continue to worship God in my church
那是你的自由
that is your freedom
我们不要把归正教会跟归正运动一定要勉强并在一起来谈
Let us not link the Reform Church strictly with the Reform Movement
那如果你说唐牧师你赞成了我在自己的教会一方面我愿意接受归正的信仰那这就是最好的出路了
And so Dr. Tong you've given me the best solution on the one hand I can stay in my church on the other hand I become Reform
当我在印尼开始这个工作的时候
When I started this work in Indonesia
那有些很爱主的弟兄们在我们的 office 里面做工
There are some brothers and sisters who love the Lord working in our office
几年以后我们就成立了归正教会
A few years later we started the Reform Church
那么他们就来问我一个问题
They came and asked me a question
我们在归正运动里面做工你成立了归正教会是不是我们一定要做归正教会的会员
Since we are working for the Reform Evangelical Movement Does that mean that I have to join your church?
我说没有
I said no
你有绝对的自由
You have absolute freedom
你愿意接受这个信仰
If you are willing to accept this faith
就跑回你自己的教会
You can still go back to your own church
你可以在你教会中间可以发动可以影响可以呼吁使他们也一同成为归正信仰的跟随者
Within your own church you can do persuade other people so that they become reformed as well
所以我成立了归正 这个教会。
Although I started the Reformed Church,
绝对没有权柄逼你参加这个教会。
I do not have the power and authority to force you to join us.
他们很满意，就继续做工下去。
They are very satisfied and continue to work.
过了几年以后呢？
But a few years later,
他们慢慢发现，他们要改正他的教会，改不来。
They discovered that they could not correct their church.
他们呼吁他们被拒绝。
They call upon their brothers and sisters to be rejected.
他们两难中间，结果有一些人就变成加入我们的教会。
And so they were sandwiched and some joined our church.
没有一个是我逼的，或者我邀请，或者有用利益来诱惑他们，没有这样的事。
And none came because I tried to call them or to threaten them.
上帝引导他们。
God has guided them.
他们也自由停在他的教会那里。
They are free to stay in their own church.
也有自由离开他的教会。
And free to leave it.
最重要的，他也清楚知道圣灵的引导，而不是任何一个领袖的利诱或者逼迫或者命令。
The most important thing is it must be clear that it's the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我相信你们明白这个原则。
I know you understand this.
他说第二个问题就来了。
But the second problem arises.
既然大家可以在自己的教会而接受纯正的归正信仰，为什么你还要建立归正教会呢？
Why do you even start a Reformed Church if people can stay where they are?
刚才在问题解答里面我已经提到一点了。
In a question and answer session earlier, I mentioned this.
如果建教会的人是许多对教义错误百出，而根本不负责任，以真正忠于使徒传下的信仰的人，那我问这些纯正信仰的人，为什么没有权柄建立教会？
If there are so many people who do not understand the Bible well, they are building churches everywhere. Why would those who understand the Bible and have orthodoxy not build churches?
当我们看见有许多勇敢建教会，把教会的名字挂上去，而你们信什么，连领袖都不知道的时候。
When we see a situation where many people are starting churches everywhere, but they do not even know what they are believing in,
这些徒有虚名的教会领袖，凭什么资格要我们加入他的教会？
Why would these church leaders be worthy enough for us to join their church?
这些徒有虚名的教会领袖，凭什么资格叫我们与他一同合一呢？
And why are they worthy to demand that we are one with them?
每个人都可以引用圣经说，耶稣基督说，我在父面前为你们祈求，使你们合而为一。
Everybody will quote from the Bible and say that Jesus Christ says, I have called upon the Father that you become one.
我就很严肃地问你我一个问题。
I will have to ask an important question.
是因为人挂了教会的招牌，我就应当跟他合一，因为教会跟教会应当合一，才是合神的心意吗？
Should I become one with another church just because they put up a sign and say that we are a church?
最糟糕的是有一些人，你不到他那边去，他说你反对合一是吗？
And the worst part is that when you don't join them, some people say you are against unity.
所以我到人不可能的时候，我就产生一个回应出来。
And I have this response.
我说，如果真正你想合一，你自己不必再挂一个教会招牌，你就回到天主教里面去，那就是合一了。
I say, if you want unity, return to the Roman Catholics.
所以当灵恩派的人一直呼吁所谓的大公派、宗派的教会跟他们合一的时候，你问他们为什么你要合一不回到天主教里面去，他没办法回答你。
And the charismatic church will not be able to answer this question. Why don't you go back to Roman Catholicism?
这样的教会里面就隐藏着一个很可怕的危机。
So there is a very frightening crisis within the church.
不大懂的可以骗更不懂的。
And that is those who are ignorant can fool those who are even more ignorant.
自己模糊的可以蒙蔽更模糊的。
Those who are unclear can fool those who are even worse.
多数的基督徒就像外邦人中间那些善男信女，只求恩典，不问真理。
And most Christians are like the pagans. They only want grace. They do not care about the truth.
跟着 quote unquote 所谓的教会领袖而走。
And they will just follow any church leaders.
他们是尽心尽力顺从他们所认定有权威的领袖。
And they are very faithful to the anointed leaders they found.
这些自己不受教、不明白真理而敢以有雄心大志建立教会的人，就大言不惭地领导这些比他们更笨的人跟他们走。
And these people who do not know the word of God well are so daring, and they will set a church and they will lead people who are more ignorant than them.
谁应当出来收拾这个残局？
So who should take care of this mess?
谁应当教导这么多的百姓要用真理顺服上帝？
Who should teach so many people to understand God through His truth?
归正运动 这一个重要的责任。
This is an important responsibility for the reform movement.
使上帝的百姓醒过来。
That the people of God may be awakened.
要使信徒知道他们信些什么。
That Christians will know what they are believing in.
要使信徒复兴起来。
That they will be revived.
要信徒顺从，应当顺从，而不顺从，不应当顺从。
That they should be obedient to that which they should be obedient to.
这个责任谁起来做呢？
But who will be responsible for this?
是不是凭着一我？自我有一个雄心大志做教会领袖的人就可以做的呢？
Could it belong to someone who has an ambition to be a church leader?
现在在福音派里面的许多许多领袖都是自己说神呼召我，我有负担，因为我有负担，我有意向，我起来做，你们跟从我。
And many evangelical leaders will say that God has called me, I have the vision, follow me.
而归正神就从圣经看出来的原则不是这样的。
But in reform understanding, this is not the way.
圣经在生命记十九章告诉我们。
In Deuteronomy chapter 19.
如果有人说，我是奉耶和华的名对你们讲预言。
If someone prophesied to you in the name of the Lord.
意思就是说，你们中间如果有先知自称是蒙上帝给他言语的。
In other words, if there's one among you who said God spoke to me and I'll tell you.
你们就听他吗？
Does that mean that you will listen to him?
你要试验他。
You need to test him.
如果他所讲的
，If the things he said
后来没有成功
，did not come true，
这就证明耶和华没有差派他们。
It proves that God has not sent him.
上帝说：“你们这些声称奉我的名差遣你们，以为我呼召你们传我信息的，我从来没有呼召你们。”所以我必要追讨你的罪。
And God said, I've never called upon you to use my word, so I will hold you accountable for your sins.
不但如此，
Not only that,
你们耶和华的百姓，而且看见那个先知说预言是奉耶和华的名，结果没有兑现这些事情，你们用石头打死他，你不要怕他。
Not only that, if the person who claimed to be the prophet did not prophesy correctly, do not be afraid of him, stone him to death.
今天世界里面有一个很大的矛盾。
There is a big, very big irony today.
教会不可以随便干预教会的事。
The church will not interfere each other's work.
免得被套上一个逼迫宗教的罪名。
So that you will not be accused of persecuting others.
不让人民有宗教信仰自由的罪名。
And so that people have freedom of faith.
所以许多的教会是相当自由的发展他们自己一套的思想。
So many churches are free to develop their own thoughts.
许多自由世界中间的政府是不会随便干预教会里面的活动。
And secular government will not interfere with the church.
除了共产主义的集权世界，因为宗教信仰跟他们的无神的意识形态是相违背的，所以他们大胆采取逼迫的行动，所以撒旦对上帝家破坏的工具。
Other than autocratic communist states, which is afraid of the work of the church, and so they become tools for Satan.
那么，多数资本主义的自由社会中间的政府都是给教会相当大的自由的这个活动的。
Most capitalist society will give a lot of freedom to the church.
这种宗教自由的中性讲解，就留下了一个祸患。给撒旦可以用错误的教训搅乱教会，使虚假的领袖代表真正的领袖，成为敛财，成为高举自己，成为建立异端邪作的集中营的地方。
And because of this freedom, Satan has the opportunity to raise up many false teachers that will teach the wrong thing, and then they have their camp being very powerful.
那么宗教制裁所，在天主教设为之后，已经没有这个东西可以存在了。
There are no longer any inquisition or courts.
所以错误教导的制裁跟审论的这种裁判的这个公义的场所已经不存在了。
There are no inquisition that will tell you the difference between right or wrong religions.
非正运动就应当大声疾呼，用真理讲出谁是真的，谁是假的。
And so the reform movement must call loudly to segregate what is real and what is not real.
多少人是站在归正运动这种先知性跟判断功能的勇气的讲台上面做这种工作的呢？
But how many people would do such a work boldly upon the pulpit to teach what is right and wrong?
我如果没有把这些东西点出来，
If I do not point out these mistakes,
你们就从来没有想这些想的很透彻。
You probably will not think into this in depth.
你就世界乱就让它乱，教会乱也让它乱，反正有上帝我管他的，喊我没有关系的。
And you say, well, not related to me, let everything be in a chaos.
有一次我非常叹息的讲一句话，今天的教会太乱了。
Do they once I sigh and say the church is in such a mess?
我一个同工也是教神学的，他突然问我一句话，我吓了一跳，我不能回答。
And my coworker also teaches theology, and he asked me suddenly.
他说：“请问教会历史到现在什么时代教会不乱了？”
He said, "In the history of the church, when do we not have chaos?"
对呀、啊。每时代都在乱。
It's true, every generation is chaos.
我们让它乱吗？
Does that mean we'll let it be?
我们应当匹夫有职。
We have the responsibility.
让上帝的国兴起。
That the kingdom of God may arise.
或者我们完全不顾。
Or should we just leave it alone?
任凭上帝的家衰亡。
To allow the house of God to fall.
哪一个人有责任感的？
Who has this sense of responsibility?
参与。
And they need to participate.
在你的地方。
Wherever you may be,
在你的年的
in your days,
在你的四周
in your environment,
在你的年代中间
in your generation,
为真理做一些的工作
you need to work for the truth,
参与归正运动
to participate in the reform movement,
为这个缘故呢
for this purpose,
但没有真正教义跟真理信仰的人可以随意凭着他们的野心建立教会的时期
When the church can be built by people with selfish ambition without true understanding,
我相信没有一个人有权柄拦阻那是有真正信仰而且有真正上帝呼召的人拦阻他们建立纯正的教会。
Then those who have the true faith of God must be allowed to build true church.
是归正教会的建立。
And so the establishment of the Reformed Church
是没有一个人可以拦阻。
It's not something that we can stop.
每一个人有权柄来抵挡。
Or we have the power to oppose.
这是神心意的心意中间的心意。
This is the will within God's wills within God's will.
耶稣基督说：“我要把我的教会建立在地上。”
Jesus Christ said, "I will build my church upon the earth."
怎样的教会呢？
What sort of church?
是那个以神的道作为启示的根基。而建立信仰的教会
A church that is built on the foundation of the revealed word of God
是那些以使徒在地上所传讲的信息作为我们信仰的传统的正统传流的教会
A church that is based on the tradition of the teachings of the apostles
是那些继续不断昼夜守住神所托付我们的至圣的真道站在守望台的上面看仇敌从哪一路进来我们应当怎样攻退他们这些真心忠于上帝家里面的人的教会
A church where there are faithful servants of God who are standing on the watchtower waiting out for the enemies and understanding how to defend against them
因为顺服上帝而照着他的圣洁公义慈爱怜悯良善的本性来过生活使我们向我们的主有德性的一土一群的人所建立的教会
A church built by people who understand the fruit of the Holy Spirit in their life and lead a character that marks holy living
是那些看见圣灵引导不但我们蒙恩要我们叫世界大人与我们一同领受福音的好处把福音传开令人归主的教会
A church is built by people who will bring others to Christ because they see the purpose of the gospel
只要再讲下去教会论的细节就变得很重要的真理了
And then after this the doctrine of the church will become very important
所以将我要归纳这个半个钟头里面所讲的重要的事情
I want to summarize what I said for the past half an hour
神创造是有中心的
God's creation has a focal point
受到了天地以地球为中心来彰显他的旨意
The earth is the focal point to manifest God's view
地球中间以按照他形象样式被造人为中心来明白他的启示
And upon the earth there are human beings made in his image to understand his view
在明白他启示的可能明白的启示中间被拣选领受他救恩有体会他心肠的那些圣徒为他旨意的中心
And among the human beings there are the elect the saints who understands God's view
将教会高于社会
And so the church is higher than the society.
人高于禽兽。
The human being is higher than the animals.
地球重要的起到了受造。
The earth is most important in the created world.
教会中间真正参透神心意跟永恒计划的圣徒是神心意中间的心意。
And the saints that truly understand the will of God within the church is in the will of God within His will.
这些人把上帝的真理讲出来的时候
，When these people preach about the truth of God,
世人欢迎吗？
Is it welcome?
世人不欢迎。
Not so.
因为凡是站在神面前照着神的心里讲真理的人一定受世界所抗拒。
The world will persecute those who speak of the truth of God.
那么 当教会看见有一些的人真正明白上帝的心意，他们欢迎吗？
Will the church welcome those who truly understand the will of God?
不一定。
Maybe not.
以色列百姓杀害先知，
The Israelites killed the prophets.
教会可能抗拒真正领人归正的神的仆人。
And the church may oppose those who truly bring others to the gospel.
所以如果教会猛提醒猛整顿猛醒悟苏醒而归正，这是感谢上帝的事。
We need to give thanks to God if the church is awakened because of the reminding to return to the God.
如果教会轻看藐视攻击这领人归正的领袖的时候，这是教会的悲哀，但是这些领袖应当感谢上帝，他们是为义受的逼迫。
When the church persecutes those Christian leaders who want to bring the church back to the word of God, they should be judged.
我是在神学院的最后学期的时候，
In the last semester of the seminary,
我发现了归正教义的严谨跟伟大的地方。
I discovered the importance of the reform theology.
开始奉献自己为这个运动一生一世献给上帝。
So I gave up myself for this movement my entire life.
因为我的恩赐我的机会很上帝的怜悯，我在40岁以前超过1500个教会开奉行布道会。
Because of the talent God has given to me and the mercy of God, before I was 40, I started revival meeting in 1,850 churches.
所以这么多的教会领受我的奉行为，许多的城市、许多的青年的下一代猛受福音的好处。
Because so many churches held revival meetings, many next generation Christians will receive the blessing of the gospel.
所有的教会争先恐后邀请我做他们的主要的客座讲员，因为恐怕他们的教会落后，所以我是市场大得不得了。
And many people wanted to invite me to be important speaker, so I have a great demand.
但当我越久越把神的心意讲清楚的，我发现很多的地方开始受不了，他不要请我了。
But the more I speak, the more I clarify the word of God, many people couldn't take it.
那我就问，是不是一个传道人是因为人情才传道？如果人不请，你就不传道了。
The question is, would the preacher preach because people invite him? If they don't invite, he stop preaching.
但还有千千万万的教会愿意邀请我做讲员的时候，我自己决定不再被邀请了。
In the stage where thousands of churches was willing to invite me, I decided not to be invited.
我对上帝说，我已经用了120年的时间讲了众教会要我讲的，求主给我现在勇敢讲你要我讲的，无论教会喜欢不喜欢。
I said that I spent almost 20 years preaching what the church wants. So Lord, give me the strength to preach what you want, no matter what people say.
这就是我侍奉转移的一点。
This is a turning point of my ministry.
其中背后的动机就是要实实在在、勇敢在恰当的时间讲出神要我讲的道理，把教会带到真理的面前。
The motive is at the right time to speak boldly the word of God that the church will be brought back to the truth.
我就开始了归正运动。
So I started the reform movement.
归正运动到一个时候，我发现呢，这个归正运动应当是有教会责任在其中的。
But at a certain point, I realized that it has to have the responsibility of church planting.
一方面，我服整个时代，令人归向上帝的真理。
On the one hand, I will serve the entire generation to bring people to God's truth.
一方面，我建立归正的福音教会，我在自己的讲台上继续不断用归正的原则解经，把这些神托付我的羊群建立在真理的基础上面。
And on the other hand, I started the church expository preaching that the sheep of God will be put upon the foundation of His word.
双管齐下。
So I do two things at the same time.
做归正的工作。
To do the work of the reform movement.
而我的雄心大志。
And my ambition.
我在神面前所定下的计划。
The plan that I set before God.
不是为了一个教会。
Not, it's not for one church.
不是为了一个宗派。
Or one denomination.
是为了整个上帝的家献上自己。
But for the entire house of God, I gave myself. Not only that.
在上帝的家里，
within the house of God,
自身正道建立神的儿女。
We use the holy word to build up the children of God.
我时代的世界社会中间。
But in my generation towards the world.
上帝的光照光照教会以外的社会。
I use the word of God to illuminate the places outside of the church.
在归正运动的两大任务就可以同时行出来。
So I can do these two important responsibilities of the reform movement.
一个任务是什么呢？
The first responsibility.
福音使命。
Is the gospel mandate.
对圣徒做教导牧养的工作。
The work towards the saints.
对圣徒之外 还没有蒙恩的人做福音布道的工作。
And also the preaching towards those who are outside of the church.
所以这个福音使命包括对教会内、对教会外，用真理、用福音栽培被上帝拣选、被造的人，使他们一同有一天都认识耶稣基督。
So this gospel mandate is towards the church and also out of the church, so that everyone will know Jesus Christ through God's word.
但是第二个使命是什么呢
？But the second mandate,
无论还有许多在基督之外不认识主、没有重生得救，甚至反对教会的人，我一定要叫从心灵的深处看见上帝的荣耀，荣耀透过归正运动的福音使命，把上帝的道在他们的社会中间变成光照的、启发的、责备的、审判的、引导的、纠正的，把他们带到上帝面前。
For those who do not know God, I want to use the gospel mandate to teach them to return back to God, no matter where they are.
不是 gospel mandate, cultural mandate.
The cultural mandate.
所以在圣道方面，对圣徒有福音使命。
And so towards the saints, we have the gospel mandate.
无论信的或者不信的，都要归回上帝的道。
Or they do not believe, they must return back to God.
全世界我们有文化使命。
But to the entire world, we have the cultural mandate.
文化使命这四个字应当有另外一个讲座专门来提的。
The cultural mandate in itself should be another theme and seminar.
文化使命的结果不一定受我们影响的人归向耶稣基督。
The end of the cultural mandate, maybe people will not go back to Jesus Christ.
又是在法老王的王宫里面发挥了文化使命的责任。
For example, Joseph had the cultural mandate in the palace of the Pharaoh.
正像但以理在尼布加尼撒的王宫里面发挥了影响整个巴比伦的文化使命的功用。
Or Daniel had the cultural mandate in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar.
但结果呢，法老没有变成上帝的儿女。
In the end, Pharaoh was not converted to the children of God.
结果尼布加尼撒没有变成敬畏上帝的圣徒。
And neither was Nebuchadnezzar.
但是他们不得不要承认，你的上帝是唯一的上帝。
But both admitted that your God is the only God.
你的讲的话是上帝的真理。
Your words are the truth of God.
你的上帝是在众神之上的上帝。
Your God is above all gods.
而且要叫这些地上的君王知道，耶和华在人的国度中间掌权。
And also the kings of the world understand that the Lord is in control.
文化使命不一定把别人带到耶稣面前使他们成为基督徒。
Cultural mandate may not necessarily convert someone to be a Christian.
文化使命要把基督在万世上居首位的这个身份真正兑现在文化的每一个阶层的上面。
But then it will reveal the fact that Jesus is Lord over all.
这样
in this manner,
文学界
Whether it's in literal world, the political world,
伦理界
in the ethical world,
哲学界
philosophical world,
社会界
in the social world,
科学界
in the scientific world,
医学界
medical world,
在各样人文、学说、主义这些意识形态的上面，耶稣基督要居首位。
Jesus is Lord over all these physical structures.
这是文化使命。
This is cultural mandate.
这是归正神学的两大方向。
So these are the two important directions of reform movement.
就是在圣道上我们当尽的责任。
Firstly, our responsibility on the Holy Word of God.
第二是有上帝的道光照全世界基督徒当尽的责任。
And secondly, fulfill the responsibility of the Christian to illuminate the world with the Word of God.
不但在上帝的家里侍奉上帝。
Not only do we serve God within His household.
也在罪人的社会中间代表上帝。
We also represent God in the sinner's world.
圣殿中间的侍奉是一个侍奉。
We worship and have ministry within the church.
巴利赛人在法老王在这个巴比伦的尼布加尼撒的宫廷里面，你所讲的话也是一种侍奉。
But the words you speak in the palace of the Pharaoh or Nebuchadnezzar is also part of ministry.
从这个角度来看
，From this angle then，
今天很多教会的牧师，除了教会讲台上有人要听他的话，一到街上没有一个人睬他。
Many pastors can preach, but then in the street, no one will listen to them.
除了教会里面的基督徒听到牧师啊，恭恭敬敬你讲的，我听一些， 他一出到社会中间，没有一句话人要尊重他。
Christians will listen to the pastor, but when the pastor goes to the society, no one bothers about him.
圣经的要求是什么呢？
But the Bible wants from us.
你们是世界的光。
That we are the light of the world.
你们的光要照在人前。
Your light must shine upon the darkness.
看见你们的好行为。
That they will see your good works.
就把荣耀归给你们天上的父。
And then give glory to the Father in heaven.
上帝拣选你们软弱的。
God has selected those who are weak.
要是刚强的人羞愧。
That the strong may be humiliated.
拣选你们愚昧的。
God has selected the ignorant.
要叫智慧的羞愧。
That the knowledgeable will be shamed.
拣选你们无有的。
And God has selected those who have nothing.
富有的人羞愧。
That the rich may be brought down.
因为我们教会里面许多人只想我得救就够了，我们怎样影响世界根本不在我们的思考中间。
In the church today, a lot of us just want to be saved. We don't care about the rest of the world.
我们中间的许多人根本没有办法在文化使命中间成为上帝的仆人。
And so few of us can become servant of God in this cultural mandate.
这也是中国教会在整个中国文化中间毫无地位的原因。
This is why the Chinese church has no place in Chinese culture.
我刚才提到了在胡适之提倡五四运动的白话文以前28年。基督教是走在整个中国文化的最前锋。
I earlier said that before Dr. Wu Shizhi had this concept of simplification of China, a Chinese language, 28 years ago, the Christian had done it.
什么时候开始，基督教远远落在社会动态的后面？
But from which day did the Christianity fall behind?
什么时候开始，基督教完全放弃了文化使命应当有的功用呢？
From which point did Christianity give up cultural mandate?
就是假的树林观侵占到教会里面的思想范围里面开始。
It started when we have a concept of false spirituality.
什么叫做假的树林观呢？
What does false spirituality mean?
越脱离社会的，就越亲近上帝。
We think that the further we are from the secular world, we are closer to God.
反之，也不照世人所知道的东西去影响他们的，我们越进入象牙塔里面，自享其乐。
The more we enter into the ivory tower, we are closer to God.
我们能够单单结交基督的朋友，跟外面完全断绝关系，我们就可以过一个圣洁的生活。
We think that we can live a holy life if we segregate ourselves from the rest of the world.
我们除了圣经越懂越深，深到所讲的人家都不懂，那我们什么东西都不必读。
The more profound understanding we have of the Bible, then we don't have to study anything else.
像基督教放弃了对文化的影响力。
And Christianity therefore let go the power to influence culture.
基督教放弃了用上帝的道批判整个人文社会中间的那个高超地位、长子名分的这种权柄。
And the Christians have abandoned the rule of the firstborn where we will critique the rest of culture.
这种虚假的树林观怎么建立起来的？
How do we build up this false spirituality?
那各世主义。
It comes from the
各世就 separatism,
separatism.
就那些只注重自己与神之间上天堂的事情，世界是什么都管的，那就是自私的树林观产生出来。
And those who propose that all I need to do is to think about heaven and earth and not about the rest of the world.
有一些不属于圣经原本正统思想的神学
，and some theology that did not come from orthodoxy
就产生了这种错误树林观的种子。
Produces seeds that bring about false spirituality.
中国历史中间哪一种神学是代表这种观念的呢？
In Chinese history, which theology are these?
就是尼泊僧先生的思想。
The thoughts of a Watchman Nee.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为尼泊僧先生的思想。
The thoughts of Watchman Nee.
先把人论用三元观把它分开来。
First, segregate human being into three different types.
魂其三部分组成的。
He said that human being is made by three portions: the body, the spirit, the mind.
只有属灵人才是亲近上帝的。
So only the spiritual man is close to God.
其他在魂里面的动向都是与神最高的标准不符合的。
And those things that relate to our spirit is not according to God.
那么他说体里面的什么，我们都知道，有头颅，有四肢，有躯干，有血膜，有一切的。物质的生理上的功用，这个叫做身体。
He says that the body is everything that we know of the physical body, the organs, the blood, and all that thing.
那到底魂里面有什么呢？
But what about the soul?
尼特孙是魂里面有理智、情感、意志这三大功用。
He has the reason, he has the will, and the intellect.
那么灵里面有什么呢？
What about the spirit?
灵里面有自我意识跟对神认知的意识。 的这种良知的功用。
He says the spirit has the power, the function of the conscience and self-actualization.
知道上帝的存在。
So we know the existence of God.
灵的功用。
Because we have the spirit.
我们知道有没有良心的自觉。
We have the conscience.
是灵的功用。
Because of the spirit.
那么我们透过魂知道我的存在。
But through my soul, I recognize my existence.
我有我的思想，我的感情，有我的意思。
I have my thoughts, my emotion, and my will.
这种思想被认为是中国本土化神学一个很重要的代表。
Many people consider this as a very unique Chinese theology.
这是尼托生代表中国自己思考圣经产生 出来的果效。
And this is the fruit of the thoughts of Watchman Nee on behalf of the Chinese.
尼托生把人分成三种，一种树灵人，一种树魂人，一种是树体的人。
So he says there are three kinds of human beings, those who are bodily, those who are with the soul, those who are spiritual.
乍看之下，这个思想就很相近你解释哥林多前书保罗所讲的人论。
And it looks as if this is what Apostle Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians about men.
其实有相当大的差距，很多人没有看出来的。
But few can recognize the great differences.
现在最先把人分成树灵人、树魂人、树体人的，不是尼多生，是1900年以前的唯知派的异端。
Actually, he was not the first one to propose this, but it was from the heretic from 1900 years ago.
Gnostics.
Those who belong to the body only take care of their physical needs.
属魂的人呢，可能会得救，可能不得救。
Those who belong to the soul may or may not be saved.
属体的人一定不得救的。
Those who belong to the body will definitely not be saved.
属灵的人一定得救的。
But the spiritual one will be saved.
那么 Gnostic 派的这就告诉我们，肉体是完全邪恶，灵是至善的。
Gnosticism says that the body is corrupt, but the spirit is most holy.
他们就把犹太人划入完全属肉体。甚至把耶稣钉在十字架上，所以犹太人一定灭亡。
So they considered the Jews as completely physical and they will perish.
他们把基督徒当作属魂人，有一部分会得救，有一部分不会得救。
And they think that the Christians are those who belong to the soul, some will be saved, some will not.
他们把 Gnostic 派的信徒都放在属灵人范围里面，他们一定得救的。
But Gnostic believers are spiritual and will surely be saved.
他们的救赎论完全跟圣经是不一样的。
This concept is completely unbiblical.
当然，尼托生的思想跟唯智论的思想是不大一样的。
Of course, the thoughts of Watchman is a little bit different.
但是，与其说尼托生是真正在解释哥林多前书保罗